So, Angela, you were Mrs. Marshall for a number of years, and now you're not. What is life like, particularly when it comes to intimate relationships? Are you dating? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Is it just out of the question?
Dating has been extremely difficult for me, especially in this area. Now, if I go outside of the Augusta area, which honestly, for the last two relationships, which my last solid relationship was 2011, and it was long distance. So I think there's some sort of stigma or unspoken blackball list that I've been put on as an NFL, former NFL wife. Let me just say this. All the high maintenance stuff, rumors that you hear, it's not true. Materialistically and monetary wise, no. But yeah, I am high maintenance spiritually, emotionally, and mentally now. Yeah. So awesome. There's a high price to pay for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just think that either guys are a little intimidated by that, or maybe I'm a little tough. I don't know. I'm not real sure. At this point in my life, while I would like a companion and I would like someone to experience this growth with me and to fight the good fight with me, I'm not looking. You know, I'm not actively looking. And I think that it's going to come. Matter of fact, no. I'm going to retrain my brain and redo my words on that. It's going to come. I just don't think it's going to be anyone in the Augusta, the CSRA area, because there's just something about the mentality or the mindset with that whole NFL thing. I think that scares guys, which I don't know why, because there's some amazing guys that I know of in different fields, all fields. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, you know, it's like they tap me on the shoulder and they'll say, hey, will you tap the girl behind you? As opposed to talking to me. Yeah. So I don't know. Some people have said I'm intimidating. Some people say I look unapproachable. I don't know why, because I'm like the nicest, most, personable girl ever. I mean, even going back to my roots in different places, I will visit. I will hang out. I don't know. I just think that guys get, you know, they get a little beside themselves, and either they think they can't stand up or to the lifestyle that I once had, or maybe it's just me. Maybe God is still working on me and he's like, nope, you're not ready. I jokingly tell people in my speeches that I've been bad, so God put me in a timeout. So I'm still in a eight year, nine. Now I've had some interactions. I've talked to some guys here locally, but again, it just doesn't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't pan out.
Well, like you say, at some point,
yep,
when the time is right, meet the right person, person meets you.
Yeah. That's right. And he will be ready for me.
Exactly.
And all of my mess and extra stuff, and I will be ready for him as well, because I think, you know, you can handle a person's successes and all of their strengths, but can you handle their weaknesses?
There you go.
You know, that's the key, because where I'm weak, you're supposed to be able to strengthen me. And where you're weak, I'm supposed to be able to strengthen you. And, you know, most of us nowadays don't get that concept. We just want to run. The least little thing, I quit. I give up.
Yeah.
In which, I'm the last one to talk, because I actually did that in my marriage. But I'm older and I'm wiser now.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Know the value of hanging in there.
Hanging in there
is the right thing to
that's
do.
That's right. Especially being an entrepreneur. So what's next in that regard for me professionally is just going to be me continuing to speak, continuing to share my story so that I can illuminate, I can celebrate, I can motivate, and I can liberate people abroad. And then I have this lead program that I created for the youth. Not just, it's mainly around the CSRA right now, and lead is listen, education, ambition, and determination. I do that in conjunction with the Richmond County Marshall Department. I go into different after-school programs, middle schools, high schools, and I just talk to them about being a good leader, as well as bullying and some other, very important things. Because I'm like, you know, I can speak to anybody. I've been through a lot in my life, and I can definitely, if you don't want to listen to me on what to do, I know you'll listen to me on what not to do. Because I have done quite a bit and experienced quite a few consequences. So,
and a lot of us can show benefit from being told what not to do.
I can tell you, I can show you.
Well, Angela, if you would, share with them the resources again.
Okay, it is, you can Google me, Angela Marshall, Augusta, Georgia. My website is In Other Words by Stone, which I'm going to put in a shameless plug because Marshall Business Solutions actually built my website for me, an amazing website builder. And so you can go to my website, In Other Words by Stone. I'm on all the social media outlets, all of them, from Facebook, Wise Words Woman, Story Life of an Ex-NFL Wife has her own page. I'm on IG, Twitter, Words by Stone, In Other Words by Stone, or just Angela Marshall.
Angela Marshall, and you'll find her. Well, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today to speak with us about so much. Yes. And you really did talk with us about what to do and what not to do. So we appreciate your transparency. We appreciate your courage in talking with us and building us up so wonderfully today.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. And hey, one final statement, guys, for each one of you: live vicariously through yourself.
I love it. Till next time.